Jesus went to this region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do the people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. What a difference a week makes, huh? Last week at this very time, I was being admitted to the ICU unit across the street. Very sick. Not because of my fasting, well, kinda. I think it's your fault. Because I was fasting for you on Friday, which was my last thing. I was fasting for my parishioners here and online. And so it was my third day of fast with just the one meal. But you're not supposed to do that on Jardis, the medication I was on. Nobody told me. So I found out really fast as I ended up with diabetic ketosis and wasn't good. My doctor wouldn't have kept pushing. I wouldn't have went to the hospital and I'd have been in a coma or dead that day. And so as I was over there, you know, I was healthy and all these other things, so it turned out fine. But you start thinking about the end of your life, huh? And again, I wasn't the least bit, in no way was I afraid of anything. It was just interesting. I was already, heaven wasn't ready, but I was ready. And the reality was that I was thinking about a lot of stuff, because you get to think a lot while you're in there, and especially about like things today with the gospel. Because, you know, many people have got on my case throughout the years about being a supporter of Pope Francis. You know, and, you know, I've got emails, "When are you gonna stop?" I've had parishioners come in and sit me down in my office and say, "You gotta stop supporting the Pope," and all these type realities. And again, as I sit there and I was facing God, I was all the more convinced that this is the way to be. Why? Because of Jesus and his promise today in the gospel, right? This is about Jesus. And he makes us a promise today, right? He looks at Peter and he says, "You are rock, and on you I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I give you the keys." Think of this. "I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you declare bound on earth, I'm going to bind it in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I will loose in heaven." That's the promise of Almighty God. It's just a promise. And I don't think Jesus Christ is a liar. I don't know about you. But I know that Jesus Christ is not a liar. I would stake my life on him, and I would stake my life on what he says. And so again, you all know I drive a black Pacifica. I know I drive a minivan, but I cause my dogs. Now, if I take the keys to my car, and it's out in the garage right now, and the license plate says, "You are good." Now, years ago, Diane Gallagher, who's a parishioner, sat there and says, "Of all people to have that license plate, you are good." What do you say? Anyway, but if I have my keys and there's only one set of keys and I throw that group of keys to you and I said, here is the keys to my car. Whoever you let into my car, they can go. Whoever you don't, they can't get in. You got the only set. This is the way it is. God gave the keys to heaven to Peter, the first pope, and every pope after him, period. He didn't give it to cardinals. He didn't give it to theologians. He didn't give it to certain speakers who think they know the Catholic faith and I'm pretty good at what I say and you better believe what I'm saying. He didn't put it on people who are on Catholic TV or Catholic radio shows. He did not give them the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He gave them to one person, the Pope, period. And so when Jesus does something like that, then I'm going to trust Jesus. I mightn't agree with him, but nobody asked me. I need to come and to trust in Jesus and his word. So when Jesus says that on you I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, I believe that, and I still do. And I think more than ever, we who are followers of Christ in the Catholic Church need to not be confused. When people sit there and talk about times now, well, the church, it's confusing. There's nothing to be confused about. You either listen to who God set up or you don't. The doubt, the fear, the anxiety, the confusion comes from the evil one. It does not come from Jesus Christ. And so if you're confused, if you have doubts, if you have fear, if you have anxiety, it's because you've been listening to the devil, not because you've been listening to Jesus Christ. And so what must happen is we got to look at Jesus and we got to trust him and trust his word. And anybody that starts telling me anything else that brings me anxiety or confusion, I dismiss them. I don't care if it's a cardinal, I don't care if it's a bishop, I don't care if it's a speaker. If that brings me confusion, confusion is not of God. God is not the God of confusion, but the God of peace. Sometimes the devil likes to be this confusion. But Jesus was clear, so I don't see any problems. When he said, you are a rock, and on you I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, that's what we believe. And not only, in the Old Testament, see, he sits there and he says, here, you have the keys. And he gives the keys again to Peter. So we need to make sure that we are in the boat of Peter if we're going to stay Catholic. Doesn't matter your tradition. Doesn't matter your belief. Nobody cares. The only thing anyone should care about is what Jesus Christ said. And Jesus Christ gave us the Pope. And he said, to listen to him is to listen to me. He has the keys to the kingdom of heaven. You want to go to heaven? I'd get in his boat. You don't want to go to heaven? Then depart from here. But we need to make sure that we are not confused because we keep our eyes on Jesus. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Aren't you glad that I'm back? I know. There we go.